This slight affliction. Jesus said, And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. While Paul told Timothy to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and thou hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Job said, Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation. While in Revelation 2:10, John told us to be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. We live in dying bodies. And this mortal life is not immune from difficulties and pain. We live in a fallen world, a sin-sick, dying human realm. And this fallen world is spiraling out of control. But the Lord knows his own. And the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of trials. All this doesn't mean a life of music and roses, of cosseting and chocolates. For God sometimes bars the road that we would travel, and he sometimes removes the dear ones we love. But it does mean that his hand leads and guides in all life's circumstances. It does mean that he will walk with you through the darkest of nights, and he'll be with you in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death and disease. It also means that he will not permit you to suffer more than you are able to bear. And it means that in all things you will be a conqueror if you remain in him. His guidance, however, does not often comply with the way our minds expect. His leadings may permit perceived doors of opportunity to be slammed in your face. His directions may point to a way you would never have chosen or imagined. Like Paul, you may be forbidden of the Lord to teach where you choose. You may have to receive the call to come over to Macedonia and help us. Like Caleb, who stilled the people before Moses, you must trust the word of the Lord and cry, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Whenever the Lord leads and however the Lord guides, your job is to obey. But it may be lonely, and it will be fraught with many difficulties. His will for your life may not seem joyous or desirable, but bitter and hard. But joy results in faithful, trusting acceptance, in running the race he sets you. And though weeping may result in the night, his joy does come in the morning. Remember Paul? He had to learn this lesson too. A lesson of closed doors, of failing friends, of crucified desires, of deep pain. And yet the one who was called to disclose the mysteries of the kingdom to us called his many trials and tribulations these light afflictions. Oh, let us seek to so align our body, soul, spirit, heart, mind, and will to his, that like Paul, we may also reckon that our light affliction is but for a moment, knowing that it works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Oh, yes, Lord, thy will be done in and through me.